Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is all about It's a Wrap Wednesday. And we're going to do something new, something I've been aiming to do forever. We're going to start this show off with a little bit of prayer. Y'all won't have to do it, but I'm definitely going to do it, and you can join in with me. Lord, we're just going to ask that you guide our words, guide our voices, guide our minds, and guide our spirits as to give the people what they want. Give them the things that they need to understand or what they need to wrap up in their lives, their professional careers, and everything else in between. So thank you for being in this place and in this presence, and we can continue. So amen for that. Now, as we have given first honor to God, my creator and my savior, and I'm proud to say it, and whoever you serve, we love you the same. So first thing first, we're going to say thank you to our guests. Our very special guest, Reverend Frederick Shaw, the director, the international marketing director of CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights. Hi, Reverend Frederick. How are you today?
How are you today? I thank you again for having me on your show and presenting such interesting topics and thoughtful discussion. And I want to thank you for being the hero that you are.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm learning from the best. It takes someone first in order for me to follow. So now we are going to talk about a few things. Tell them of the task force, please. Let them know of the task force that you started at CCHR, and I will pick up from there.
Okay. Well, we have the CCHR Task Force Against Racism and Modern-Day Eugenics, and what we're doing is exposing what has been happening with mental health in the Black community, in particular psychiatry. So killology based on the, you know, warrior type techniques and stuff, all of these things that impact our community, we're exposing it so people know why we're having problems with police abuse and things like in this nature. There's an origination point, which is actually psychiatry.
Right. Well, as you all know, those who are listening to us from all over the world, from Guyana, South Africa, Portugal, the Netherlands, India, France and Italy, I can go on and on, Russia and Canada, thank you all so much for listening to us and being a part of this It's a Wrap Wednesday every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. We are here giving the information out. We know that experiences are different in each country. We know that experiences with mental health care and mental health care watchdogs are different when it comes to saving yourself from the trap of an ensnarement of abuse in the mental health care industry. And we want you to share your stories. Share your stories at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And let them know that we are here to serve. We're here to help. But there is a foundation of knowledge of which you should obtain. There are books. There are dictionaries. There are things that are put into place as where you can explain what is exactly going on with you, your children, and the system. And that's what we're here to talk about. We're not going to get as much in depth with that today. There is a little bit more information that I want to obtain for you all. But if you have any questions, any just basic questions, feel free to email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And we will get that information to you with, through the task force at CCHR and through Reverend Frederick Shaw. We want to make sure you get your stories heard. And if you have a story, please send it in to us, your script, so we can review that and talk about it and give an enlightenment of your situation in whatever country you're in, okay? And we're on all forms of social media doing that. Like, follow, and share Cleopatra Memphis Studios on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Now, Reverend Frederick Shaw, if you can, please give us a few pointers when you first discover something is wrong and the first steps the person should take to keep themselves safe.
Well, the first thing that I always recommend is that an individual go to a medical doctor and see if there's a possible underlying cause that is creating whatever is ailing the individual. Sometimes it is very difficult to know the difference between anemia and depression, or if someone is babbling incoherently, you know, it doesn't have to be that they're mentally ill. It could be that they have a brain tumor. The thyroid can mirror things that seem to be mental illness. So, you know, one of the things that we should do always is seek a good medical professional who can see if there's something wrong with the body. In fact, if you know a chemist personally, then you know, maybe you let them take your blood and they can see if there's some imbalances in your vitamins and some deficiencies there. These things can all, and even something as simple as dehydration can make a person appear mentally ill. So that's where I would start.
That is a great point. There are so many things going on with our bodies, especially if you're not taking part in self-care. We can do that when we get very busy, and it can come across as something that could be different than what it actually is, like Reverend Frederick said, and you can be in the position to be misdiagnosed and have to live with that for the rest of your life. So self-care is imminent. And asking for a second opinion is just something that we all should consider, because at the end of the day, doctors are human and they make mistakes like anybody else and should be held accountable. That's the whole reason why we have CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights. And you can go to CCHR International, CCHRINT.org, to check out everything there is to know about the mental health care watchdog. And we will also, sir?
Yeah, and I want to reemphasize what you were just saying there, because it is very important that we get to medical professionals. Also, let us be very careful of buying into the narrative. Let me tell you something. Life has its ups and downs. One minute, people are applauding you and love you. The next minute, people are talking behind your back. And then we go emotionally up and down based on the circumstances and the situations that we are facing. So just because, like Dr. Marianne Block says in her book, just because you're depressed doesn't mean you have depression. It may be the appropriate response for the situation that you're in. And everybody does that. If they took me and you right now, locked us up, didn't give us an explanation, we couldn't call anybody, our families or friends, anything to tell what's happening was the same way it happens when they take a child from their parents in their home, we would go depressed also. So it's the circumstance that's causing that. It's not mental illness. So that's one of the things that I would like people to recognize, is don't buy the narrative that you're being told all the time.
That's correct. There are so many ways out, people. You just have to give yourself permission to seek for it. So that is it for It's a Wrap Wednesday, every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Remember to like, follow, and share our social media sites on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Cleopatra Memphis Studios on Instagram, Facebook, and CM Studios under Facebook on Twitter. And we hope to see you soon next Wednesday, as well as later on this evening at 10 p.m. So thank you so much, Reverend Frederick Shaw, for being here. And we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of that next week again for It's a Wrap Wednesday as one of our topics for our It's a Wrap Wednesday edition. And we hope to see you all soon. And until next time, we want you to simply be great.
Thank you.